You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
If any of you are looking for any last-minute gift ideas for me, I have one. I'd like Frank Shirley, my boss, right here tonight. I want him brought from his happy holiday slumber over there on Melody Lane with all the other rich people, and I want him brought right here with a big ribbon on his head. And I want to look him straight in the eye, and I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is! Hallelujah! Holy shit! Where's the Tylenol?
Hand me the keys, your fairy godmother.
This is bozo, man.
Where'd you get that beauty scar, tough guy? Eating pineapple?
Stuff you.
These sound like a great big chicken just waiting to be plucked.
Yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Falcon.
That's bullcrap. Freak you, Sam Rothstein, freak you.
I have had it with these monkey fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday play.
You see what happens, Larry? You see what happens when you find a stranger in the Alps?
Welcome to Cinema Crespediso.
Here we go. Welcome to episode 155 of Cinema Crespediso. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Third annual Christmas episode. Can you believe it? I'm your host, Chris Crespo. How's it going? Thank you very much. Welcome to our cinematic universe. This is a weird thing that we do every week. Why? We don't know.
Because
we do it. Because we love bringing you free entertainment that you enjoy and occasionally let us know about. Hanging out with me, as always, is my co-host, Drew Sakagrin. Drew, how's it going? Drew.
Merry Christmas, Chris.
Merry Christmas and...
and Happy Drew Year.
Aww. Happy Drew Year to you, too.
Yeah.
I actually went back to check like the past Christmas episodes to see if they were all like Christmas punned, like titled.
Uh-huh.
And they are.
Of course they are. Yeah. Because it's Christmas.
It is Christmas. And I am, if you're listening to this right now, Christmas Day, around that time, I am on Christmas vacation.
You are. Is it Halloween themed?
Yeah, that doesn't really apply.
Halloween themed Christmas vacation?
I am on Christmas vacation. I'm chilling. We are recording this a little early. It's dropping a little early. It is actually coming out Friday, Christmas Day. If you're listening to this day comes out, Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Merry actual Christmas.
Good for you guys.
On top of the Christmas. Good for you for listening on I mean, I'm sorry that you got to get away from your family for the next hour 15 minutes by entering into your digital mindscape. It's cool. We're here for you. We're here to help you get you through it. You know, Drew, actually, this is a special Christmas episode, right?
How special?
It's so special that I have to make sure that we get this in early.
Okay.
It wouldn't be an episode of Cinema Crespediso if I didn't have this going here. So let me just slide that in. Gotcha. Got it.
Uh-huh.
I feel better now? I feel much better.
Feel more like Christmas.
I should also put a disclaimer out that we are recording this. It's an After Dark episode. So many special
Crespediso
things.
Crespediso After Dark.
After Dark. So many special things about this episode. It is our Christmas episode. It is a rare After Dark episode. It is also... recording a little later than I expected.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so I'm, instead of being at the beginning of the bottle of wine,
you're at the end.
I'm at the end of it. Delicious 2014 Argentinian Malbec. I gotta say, actually, that's good stuff. So I apologize for the sloppiness, but
so be it.
I should come out about that one there. Merry Christmas. This is what we're doing because I am on vacation. We're not doing a normal episode. Instead, the last 9 episodes in which we have had guests or guest co-host, we've recorded with them a few minutes talking about their favorite Christmas movies.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a kind of a Christmas movie, holiday movie extravaganza. And we're going to talk about everyone's favorite Christmas movies. Everyone's chiming in. But before we start, Drew, if I say Christmas movie, like first thing that comes to mind.
Die Hard.
Boom. I think that's kind of established like around these parts, right?
Yeah. That's
Die Hard.
As far as I don't know when it started. I don't know how it started.
When people started noticing that it was a Christmas movie?
But as long as I can remember, people say Christmas movies, and you know, everyone does it. Oh, you know, they're Home Alones, or they're It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
Or
everyone has their
the Santa Claus with Tim Allen. Freaking lame.
Did anyone say the Santa Claus?
Nobody said
that. No one said the Santa Claus. Spoiler alert. No one said the Santa Claus. But you know what, Drew? I like the first Santa Claus.
But that's what you think of.
I was also a little child.
That's what most people think of.
Sure.
When they think Christmas movies.
Yes.
Not me.
No.
I think John McClane.
Yeah.
Crawling to Nakatomi Plaza, killing all sorts of Germans.
I got a machine gun too.
Exactly.
Ho, ho, ho.
Uh-huh.
I definitely agree. I feel the same way. Love the Die Hard movie.
I mean, until Hans Gruber has fallen off Nakatomi Plaza, it is not Christmas for me.
It's a while, though, before we talk about Die Hard, but our first guest does talk about a Christmas movie that takes place in New York.
Yes.
And he's a New York cop.
Yes.
And the third movie takes place in New York. Second one takes place in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
How'd they work that out? Geniuses. Escape from Cleveland.
Yeah. Can't wait till that comes.
Never gonna happen. Our guest, Cody Taylor. You remember Cody Taylor?
Yeah, basketball dude.
The basketball dude from, exactly, basketball dude. That's his official designation.
Mm-hmm.
From basketballinsiders.com.
Yes.
He's covering the Orlando Magic amongst other teams. I say Magic?
No, yes.
I said Magic.
The Magic.
Orlando Magic. He covers the Magic amongst other teams. He's a cool dude. He came on the show. It was very awesome. We had a good time. So let's jump back, Drew, if you will.
Back in time.
2.5 months, like beginning of October, October-ish. Christmas was not in the air.
No.
But we forced the issue with Cody. So, ready?
Ready.
All right, here we go. So, Cody, Christmas movies.
Yes, sir.
You like them?
Yeah.
What would be your favorite Christmas movie?
Favorite Christmas movie, I think, is got to be Home Alone.
Oh, yeah?
My favorite,
sure.
Probably the second one.
Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
Yeah, Lost in New York.
How do you get lost in New York, man? It's a grid. That's a John Mulaney joke. Those movies are fun. I remember seeing the second one in theaters.
Yeah.
I don't think I saw the first one in theaters, though.
You know what? I saw the second one first. It was kind of interesting how that worked.
Oh, did you really?
So I saw the second one first, and then I'm like, well, what happened in the first one? So I went back. So I guess since I saw the second one first, I'm like, well, that's going to be my favorite one. But
that happened to me with Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Yeah.
Because I saw that one first when I was a kid.
Okay.
It was my favorite. Then later I found out, Raiders of the Lost Ark is the better movie. But
right.
There's still some things about Temple that I like better.
Yeah, and... Yeah, the first two are good. I don't know what happened in the third one, and I'm sure there's...
I don't even think... No one saw the third one. They didn't even bring back Macaulay Culkin, did they?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Yeah, look it up, Drew. I think it was some girl.
They had some, like, random kid, and they had the chick. That was, like, one of her first movies.
Who played the girl?
Yeah, the blonde girl.
Oh, Drew, look it up.
Please, because I'm drawing a blank right now.
And I did not know that.
And as soon as I hear the name, I'm like, yep.
Of course.
Yeah. Now, Home Alone 3 is some random brown-haired child.
Okay, so since there a fourth one? There might be a fourth one.
I think there's
holy cow, there's a whole bunch of them. look at that. People who also liked...
Oh, man, wow, there are more.
This looks like there's 4 or 5 of them.
Okay, yeah, there's... Man, which one is this?
See, and no one knows about those.
There is one with a girl, I think.
Are they all Christmas movies? They have to be.
Home Alone, The Holiday Heist was a TV movie. We have Home Alone 4 is an unrated comedy.
Okay.
With French Stewart's in it. He plays one of the bad guys.
Oh, that's an upgrade from Joe Pesci.
That's
and Daniel Stern.
Four. So we have four of them.
Four of them.
Scarlett Johansson was in it.
Scarlett Johansson was in it.
What?
How can I? How did I forget that name?
That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, she was.
Yeah, there she is. And the third one.
She might have been like 15, but.
Must have been. Because the first movie I saw her in was The Man Who Wasn't There.
Okay.
And I think she was only like 16 in that movie. 16 or 17?
She was young.
Yes. That's crazy. Home Alone. What is your favorite aspect of the Home Alone movies? Is it the, like, the, all the gadgets he put together, like the way he traps them, or the idea of being a 10-year-old in New York City in a limousine with a pizza? Does that speak to you?
Most impressive part has got to be just a 10-year-old kid making his way around the city.
Yeah, right?
You know?
With no problem.
Granted, he lucked out, had his dad's wad of cash and credit cards or whatever, but... Yeah. Yeah, I think the house setup, you know, when he's doing the booby traps and stuff, I think that's...
And he comes up with the map and everything.
Yeah, the map. He was so meticulous and...
Where did he have the time to do that stuff?
For a 10-year-old kid. yeah. I think that impressed me the most. But, yeah, I mean, between the both of them, the house setup and you know, catching them and whatnot.
Yeah.
So, for me, that was definitely my favorite part.
For sure. So, the second one right now is your favorite, or...
Yeah,
because of the whole.
It's like maybe
which I
like,
understand.
Like a 1A, 1B type of
thing. Oh, sure. Yeah.
But I definitely think either one, you know, you can watch it. I was flipping through the channels like in HBO, like in July, and it was on. So, I mean, it's.
Yeah.
To me, I think it's one of those movies you can watch like year round.
Sure.
But definitely when you know, Christmas comes around, when you start seeing that on, it's definitely set the mood.
It's that time of year.
Yeah.
There are certain movies for sure where they come like, oh, here we go.
Yeah. And it's also not Christmas until you see A Christmas Story on TBS for 24 hours straight.
Dude, every Christmas I will watch. I'll just watch it. I'll just put it on and leave it on. I'm not necessarily even watching it. I look up every now and then.
Right.
I start it in the middle.
Yeah.
When it plays over and starts at the beginning, I'm like, all right, fine. I'll just watch the beginning. Because I started in the middle. And then I'll watch something. I'll watch a basketball game for a couple hours.
Yeah.
Turn it back on. Like, oh, sweet. It's right where I left it off. How did that happen?
You can start it at any point in the movie, and you'll catch right up on the next.
It is.
You know.
It's pretty amazing. You know, that movie was not a success when it first came out in the early
80s. Oh, yeah.
Like 82, 83. It took a while for it to get that home video following, now it's a thing with
that
TBS.
Cult following.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy how that one. You know, every now and then that happens. Just because a movie is not a success when it first comes out doesn't mean it won't be eventually.
Right.
And movies that are big successes get forgotten all the time.
Yeah, for sure.
Home Alone will never get forgotten, though. That movie's awesome. And then it has the awesome scene where he finds the village Santa.
Yeah.
And the dude's like, he's smoking a cigarette, he throws a cigarette away. And then he tries to fix his beard. And he's like, listen, I know you're not Santa. And he's like, what? He's like, you work for him. Oh, yeah, sure. I work for him. Yeah. And then he plays with it.
Yeah, I'll make sure he gets your message.
Yeah. he's a nice guy. He's a nice guy. Home Alone. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good choice. Man, those Home Alone movies.
Everybody loves them.
Them.
Except for, I guess, Macaulay Culkin now.
Okay, so what's up with that? We watched it.
That thing was weird last night, man.
Last week's episode, I should say, I think it was Ricardo, asked us what's up with Macaulay Culkin. Right?
Yeah.
I don't know what's up with Macaulay Culkin. What you talking about?
So we found out what was up with Macaulay Culkin.
Well, we didn't find out, but we did watch. We found out why he was asking what's up.
Yeah.
Because we watched that short. Hey, I'll get the door. You know what? Tell people what that episode was all about. What that thing
So we watched this short. I forget what it's called, but it's basically Macaulay Culkin shows up to some guy, and he is the Uber driver. He tells the guy, though, that he can't drive. So the Uber passenger becomes the driver of the car, and Macaulay Culkin's sitting in the back seat, and he starts talking to this dude about how his mom's such a cunt, this, that, the other.
So harsh, all of a sudden.
You know,
whoa.
Thinking, like, and you're just like, whoa. And then he starts talking about the Home Alone series like it actually happened. Like, he is an old Kevin McAllister now.
And he's resentful of being forgotten.
Yes, very resentful of being forgotten and really fucked up in the head about it.
He's like, I had to fend off two home invaders.
All by myself.
And he was all stringy hair and crazy.
Yeah.
But then it ended with him like, didn't they take someone hostage? And then like he was all covered in blood.
Yeah. And looking crazy. And then he did the Home Alone scream.
The Home Alone scream, which was actually really
fun. Yeah.
What the fuck was that?
That was weird.
What is that? What's up with Macaulay Culkin, man?
So yeah, if you guys want to watch that, you should check it out.
It was called Drivers.
Yes.
Like DRYV. It's, you know, a hip way to spell driver.
Yeah.
as it was Uber. Uh-huh. Apparently, that guy, that dude, I guess it's the guy who's a passenger. It's a whole series of him doing that.
Oh, okay.
Where he's a passenger and it's different crazy drivers picking him up. I don't think it's always like a Macaulay Culkin type thing, yeah. But yeah.
Something. Interesting.
Did you get yourself a drink? Are you drinking something?
Yeah.
What are you drinking?
Yeah. Vodka Sprite.
Oh, nice.
That's all we have.
Cheers.
That's all we have?
That's all we have.
Cheers, Vodka Sprite.
Somebody used the rest of my half and half.
Oh, that's right. For the oatmeal. For oatmeal. Uh-huh. I had to because someone drank my milk and said they were going to buy me milk to replace it for my oatmeal.
That was me. I totally forgot to.
It comes back around, Drew.
That does.
Vodka Sprite, though, so it's healthier for you.
It's okay.
It's better for you. I know you're working towards that 5-minute mile.
Yeah.
What are you at now?
Like 12.
I'm at a 60 miles per hour, like in my car.
I mean,
how fast can I walk? I guess.
I mean, when I was a kid,
a 15 minute mile.
I think the fastest I ever ran the mile when I was a kid was like 10 minutes.
Oh, I can't remember. I remember having to do it though.
Yeah.
Running around in a circle over and over.
That sucked.
That sucked.
That sucked.
Torture.
Yeah.
Presidential fitness test. Bullshit. Do they still make kids do the presidential fitness test?
Probably.
Arnold and Reagan.
Yeah, yeah.
Those two.
I didn't do bad on half that stuff.
The chin-ups?
Chin-ups, awful.
Pull-ups?
Awful. Couldn't do them.
Practically the same thing.
Yeah, couldn't do those.
There was the...
Sit-ups, though? Oh, man.
The crunches.
Presidential all the way.
Good core.
Yeah.
Good core. Presidential core.
Uh-huh.
What are we talking about?
I have no idea.
So, we were like, not only... Did we talk about Home Alone, but also shout out to A Christmas Story, which obviously we'll be talking about.
Well, I mean,
Christmas Story is going to come up a lot in this story. Episode.
It's
going to come up a lot.
I'm sick of that fucking movie.
We actually did a couple sports-related folks in a row because after Cody Taylor, we had on Mike Venditti.
Yes.
Yeah, nice guy, Mike.
He is.
Find him on Twitter at Diddy33, something like that.
Maybe, perhaps.
His show is Your Girlfriend's Favorite Podcast. I love the title.
It's a good one.
It's a witty title. Yeah. Good stuff. So he was kind enough to come on. We had a good time, and we asked him about his favorite Christmas movies. And coming on the heels of Cody Taylor, it looks like these sports-minded guys think alike. Spoiler alert. Talking more about that, Culkin. You ready for that? Sure.
I don't know. Are you Chris?
Oh, you just froze there. You just all of a sudden. Are you good to go? You ready?
I'm good. I'm fine.
Okay, well, we're going to listen to Mike Venditti. You ready? How come you don't respond to me?
Why do you keep asking me if I'm ready? Just
I want to know if you're ready.
Who cares if I'm ready?
I do.
I'm ready.
All right. We are here with Mike Venditti. And we're talking Christmas movies. And what? Just jump right into it. All right. Why not? What are your favorite Christmas movies? You said you got two.
Yeah, I have to say I got two because I think there's two versions of me.
Yes.
There's the young, immature child Mike and then the old, immature, raunchy child Mike.
Sure, yes. Yeah, yeah.
So I guess that the young one has to be Home Alone. I mean, it was like the most iconic one of childhood.
I need to start making tallies.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, sure. You'll be in charge of keeping track. Home Alone is going to be a popular one, I feel.
Yeah.
Because it is such a
such a
seminal film.
And a lot of people talk about two like it's bad, and I thought two was right up there with it because I was just in that age range.
Yeah,
so it just kind of worked. 90s child.
Exactly. Yeah.
Kind of loves it.
When I saw two, I was perfectly fine with it. It was like, hey, it's the same thing, but in New York City.
I mean, at that point in time, I really didn't have a gauge for movies.
Yeah.
Although I think
you're
maybe,
just happy to be seeing a movie.
maybe a couple of years later, I finally did. I don't know. Hang on.
What, finally figure out that some movies could be bad?
Because at one point in time, I'll never forget the movie that made me realize that movies can be awful.
That's an important point in anyone's life. Yeah.
Yes. Mimic for me.
No. Which one?
Mimic.
Oh, yeah. Mimic. Oh, so unfortunate.
I saw that
especially
in the theater.
Since that's a Guillermo del Toro movie, too.
Yeah.
You find out retroactively.
Yeah.
What? That master was working on that?
1994. Yeah, that's Street Fighter.
Yeah.
I went to see that movie, but the first movie I ever saw by myself. I was like, I want to see the Street Fighter movie. I went to the mall, saw it. Not even maybe three quarters of the way through it, I walked out of a movie.
First time you walked out of a movie.
And I was like, I can't do this. This is totally not even worth my money.
Because Jean-Claude just screamed American hero.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's like, hey, listen, I am from America, and I'm so, happy to be American.
How did you not cast Guile better than that?
And the bummer of that movie is that, now we're talking about True Fire, bummer of that movie is that Raul Julia is so good as M. Bison.
Very good.
And he's got a couple legit like good lines in there and good speeches.
Yeah, and unfortunately he died after that, so that's what he's being
from horrible,
as.
Painful stomach cancer, too. What a horrible way to go out. Street Fighter and stomach cancer. I can't exactly remember the movie for me that was like, oh, this one's horrible. But I remember the one that happened to my brother when we went and saw Batman and Robin together.
Oh, yeah, that was bad.
He was very young, and he walked out. He was just confused by why it would be so bad. He was just like, what?
Well,
what
it was
happened?
Awful.
Yeah. I was like,
it was really bad.
Home Alone is fantastic.
Yes.
What's your favorite part of it? What drew you to it as a kid?
I mean, as a kid, it's the hijinks.
Yes.
You know, all the pranks he pulled on the guys.
Yes.
I loved the you dirty rat, you know, playing the movie, lighting the firecrackers to get the pizza guy to run away.
What was the name of those? That was a fake movie, I think, too, within the film.
I think
film.
It was a cut from...
it was like, Dirty Angels or
like Cagney and Lacey or something, or like something...
At a crazy title. It's some crazy stuff.
They made
title.
It up something, but it was definitely it was the one you see in Great Movie Ride at Disney. It's that same thing, but they changed it for the movie for some reason.
You dirty animal.
Name rights.
save a couple hundred thousand dollars here.
You can't go wrong with Joe Pesci being the bad guy.
Yeah.
I mean,
And Daniel Stern.
Yep, Daniel Stern also very good.
His whole obsession with the wet bandits thing. That was funny. And Joe Pesci's like, why? What's that?
And I mean, that's why I loved how it translated into two with the sticky bandits. So he had a tape on his gloves.
Yeah, he had to evolve.
Yeah.
He evolved as an artist. That's
and the two fed into me because like I was, I lived in New Hampshire when I was that age, and we were flying down here to visit family that lives over in Tampa.
And that's what they did, Disney. Right? They're like, we're going to Florida.
We flew through LaGuardia.
Oh, really?
So, like, I had this whole concept in my head that I was going to just, like, run away. Like, I'm staying in New York enjoy my own Home Alone.
To ride in a limo with a pizza, meet
Donald
Trump.
Go to F.O. Schwartz and do everything. Yeah. Just have a blast by myself. Obviously, I did not get to do that.
There's that one weird scene where he runs into Donald Trump at the hotel and he asks him for help. And Donald Trump's like, oh, help desk is over there.
She said, hey, don't run for president.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been 20 years. In 20 years, please don't run for president.
I beg you.
You buffoon. all right, so that Young Diddy.
Yes, Young Diddy likes the Home Alones.
Awesome.
Really stand out.
But only one and two.
Only one and two.
How many you drew in there? Four of them?
Four.
There are four. It wasn't three, like 99, 2000, something like that.
Something like
97,
that. Plus a TV movie and a couple video games. Yeah.
By then, I'm 13, 14 years old. I didn't care.
Yeah.
I was beyond it.
When you're a teenager, you get that cynical part, like,
With the adult child.
Yes.
The raunchy adult child has to be Bad Santa.
Nice.
Yeah.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob's fantastic in it.
Very much the anti-Christmas movie.
Oh, yes. The girl from Gilmore Girls.
Laura Graham.
Yes, she was phenomenal.
Yeah, looking
great
too, as always.
Love his granny spry. It was one of the funniest lines ever.
I like how the movie, it's like everything's anti-Christmas, right? It takes place in the desert, in the Southwest. Yep. It's, you know, of course, you got your shitty Santa character and all that stuff. Such a fun movie. I like movies that are like that are purposefully taking Christmas and they're like flipping it. Have you ever seen The Ice Harvest? The Ice Harvest.
Yes, absolutely.
That comes to mind where it's like, it's a Christmas movie, but it's all about a bunch of fucking horrible people
and
the terrible things they're doing to each other on Christmas Eve.
No doubt.
Yeah, Bad Santa's a good one. Do you remember seeing it in the theater? I remember seeing
it. Yeah, actually, I did.
Packed theater.
It's huge. Yeah. It was a big release, and typically for like the adult Christmas movies, you don't see many people go.
Right.
It's always just the kid ones, the family-oriented things.
It's a risk to make a holiday movie so specific that is for adults.
They marketed that one pretty well, though.
They did. Yeah. Well, Billy Bob was pretty hot at the time.
Huge.
Perfect casting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That kid.
that,
like, you just felt horrible for him the whole movie, but you loved every bit of the horrible.
Whatever that fat kid. Is he still doing anything? Or
I feel like I looked him up once and he did something.
Like one thing?
Yeah, because I remember like there was some other movie with like another fat kid that I was like, oh, that was him. I was like, I feel like I'm like typecasting.
Now you're typecasting. Now you're stereotyping fat kids. Not all fat kids are that one kid.
I feel like they should, and they're doing it. Apparently, I heard they were doing it too, but then it kind of disappeared.
Batter Santa.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. I don't know. See, that's the thing with comedy sequels. The first one's good enough.
Yeah.
Don't need another one.
I mean, you don't have Tony Cox's characters gone, right?
Right.
I guess Billy Bob survived in the end, so he was moving on. Spoiler alert.
And he sort of had a little bit of redemption at the end.
Yeah.
So what, we need another movie where he's a bad guy again and he needs to get more redemption?
No.
Or even more redeemed?
I did see him in something else.
The little fat kid.
The Sandlot 2.
Get out of the Sandlot 2.
He was like
They did make like three or four.
He was the fat kid again.
Yeah, the new Ham.
Oh, they couldn't, because they couldn't. Yeah.
The new Hambino.
Too much time passed.
He was the new fat kid.
Yeah. That's sad.
So the sequel was the same character, so I was assuming they would just use new characters, because it was all different kids.
Nope. Same kids.
Same kid.
Different faces.
Different, same characters, different actors. Different child actors.
Yeah, wasn't it that, like, Squints, like, went back in time, or one of them, like, he, like, had to, like, relive it and watch his friends do it all over again. It was something stupid.
What, there was a time travel element to the Sandlot?
I think so.
Wow.
Maybe that was like the 3 or 4 or 5. I don't know.
I'd actually watch that. I watch Squints go back in time and creep on the little versions of him and his friends, and then he get arrested in the bushes. Like,
I guess
no,
it was different
the future.
There was Johnny Smalls.
Johnny Smalls.
So yeah, Smalls goes back in time. I think is
Smalls.
What it is.
You're killing me, Smalls.
You're killing me, Smalls.
But Brent Kelly is the kid. He was Mac. In the Sandlot 2.
So he went from Bad Santa to Sandlot 2.
Yes.
And then maybe he was like, this acting is not for me. I'm going to college.
No. Yeah.
Maybe.
Probably a good decision.
Bad Santa's a good one. That's a good choice.
Yeah.
Looking forward to watching all these Christmas movies coming up soon.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a good time.
Tis the season.
Tis, Drew.
It's Christmas.
Tis. Oh, Merry Christmas, Drew. Merry Christmas, Mike.
Merry Christmas.
Okay. Home Alones again. Both of them coming up. This time, instead of Cody said he liked Home Alone 2, weren't Home Alone. Mike, Home Alone, and then Home Alone 2.
Well, I think it's a generational thing.
It is a generational thing. Depends on what you see first. Yeah. That happens. That's what happened with Cody. That's what happened with me. Man, that sounds kind of weird. That's what happened with me. With Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Ah,
I saw that one first. That was my first Indiana Jones movie. So for years, that was my favorite movie. Yeah. And in some ways, there's a lot about it that is my favorite movie. But Raiders of the Lost Ark is a superior film.
Of course.
It's just a better movie in every way. Uh-huh. And I recognize that now as an adult. But for a good portion of my life, you couldn't tell me Temple of Doom. You're just pulling the hearts out and eating monkey brains and the snakes. I've always hated snakes. And there's actually more snakes than Raiders.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You digress.
Also, finally bringing up other movies like Bad Santa.
I mean, I was never really the biggest fan of Bad Santa.
You weren't a big fan of Bad Santa. Bad Santa's a fun movie.
I mean, it is what it is. I don't know.
Santa. They steal stuff.
It's Billy Bob Thornton being a jerk.
And then he ends up being sort of nice.
Maybe.
That's like by the end, he's kind of a slightly nicer Santa.
Slightly.
Yeah, he's still kind of a bad Santa, though. You say it's true.
Yeah.
He's like having the anal intercourse with prostitutes, and they're like... Like, not again.
Uh-huh.
Because that's, you know.
That's MO, I guess.
It's that type of movie. Yeah. It's a weird movie. Also, then I brought up because of that the Ice Harvest.
Ice Harvest is a good movie.
Ice Harvest is an interesting noir, dark noir, like sort of dark comedy type of movie.
It's a dark action comedy.
Dark action comedy set during Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Right. In like a little snowed in town. Good, John Cusack.
Yep.
Off of that. That guy. Directed by Harold Ramis. Rest in peace.
R.I.P.
Rest in peace. The week after that, we had... You were not here for the following week. That's when we had a special co-host, Phil and Freya. He did a great job, gotta say. Steve Etchy, a.k.a. just Etchy. Mm-hmm. Like Cher.
Yes.
Or Madonna. Or Etchy. Or Dove. Yeah. Or Coke. Or
Seal.
Or Seal, yes. You win. Seal's a good one.
It is.
That's a good one. And he came on, he sat in that chair, he did a good job, filled in. We appreciate that, Etchy. Go ahead.
He won Drew Chicagoan versus the World for me.
You won Drew's guy before you, correct? Yeah. And did you know, Drew, that you're in episode 2 of Tidbits?
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Episode 2, your story about going out on the golf course.
Yeah, it's a good one.
So check out the show Tidbits. I'm in episode 1, Drew's in episode 2.
If you want to... find out a little bit of the things that Drister Cogburn used to do in high school.
Listen
to that episode. It's fun and interesting.
It's a good story, guys.
I did some crazy stuff.
It involves a golf course and things you're not supposed to do with a motor vehicle.
Uh-huh.
Things that would be felonies if you were a person of a certain color.
Yes.
Or didn't have certain political connections.
Yes.
Or didn't know people of said political connections.
Correct.
And set your limitations are up. Check out the show. It's good. It's Tidbits, episode 1, episode 2. Drew's on episode 2. Etchy was the co-host and our first time guest. You didn't get to meet her, Drew, but when you do, you're going to find out how awesome she is. Amy Drew Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
You can check out all her stuff at amydrewthompson.com. She's currently a freelance writer, so she's for a whole bunch of different outlets, all different sorts of stuff. For example, She writes for USA Today, mm-hmm. and like best local stuff, yeah. you know. But then she'll write like something entertainment specific, you know. She does it all. It's pretty cool. She's a lot of fun. We had them both on, and we were talking Christmas movies with both of them. So let's see what they had to say. See, I didn't ask you if you were ready this time.
Good.
I don't care if you're ready.
Thank you.
I'm just going to do it. Okay?
It's the way it should be.
Okay. You ready? So Christmas movies. Amy, do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
This was a toughie. When you asked me this question, I knew I was balancing out.
So oh, sure. You know what, people? And don't feel pressured to only talk about one. People have mentioned a couple. Yeah.
Honorable mention has to go to Nightmare Before Christmas. Because I do consider that both.
Sure.
I feel like it's a way of stretching Halloween longer for those of us who love Halloween.
It's the bridge for people who want to skip Thanksgiving.
It's true. So I have to give that honorable mention for the music and for everything about it. And it is very Christmassy and heartwarming.
Yes, it is.
But for my other two, I think it was a split diff.
Okay.
For like the wholesome, lovey, yet sort of still kind of kooky,
mm-hmm.
I had to go with Gremlins.
Oh, yes. Wonderful.
Definitely Gremlins.
That's one that people forget about.
It is a Christmas movie. I love it when they're coming out of the bar and they see the drunk guy. Oh, there's Gremlins in my... Oh, my gosh. It's the best.
Yeah, the war guys. Like, there are Gremlins on the boat. And, yeah.
And my other one would probably be Bad Santa.
Bad Santa's a fun one.
Yeah. I love Bad Santa.
Bad Santa's good.
Bad Santa's a great, great movie.
Because it's the anti-Christmas movie.
It is, but also heartwarming.
Yes. Yeah, because it's so cynical, the character is such a jerk that at the end when he like shows a little bit of emotion towards the kid, you're like, aw, it melts your heart.
Yeah. That kid, come on, you gotta just be in love with him.
That scene where he like he gives him the gift and he's like, oh, well, you painted it. He's like, oh no, I cut myself because I bled on it. I was like, oh my goodness, that's sad. So sad.
Sort of a sick movie, but I love it.
It's a fantastic
movie. Not only that, but if you watch Gilmore Girls, like the actress, I can't remember her name.
Laura Graham.
Played Lorelai.
Great too.
Yeah.
Well, if that's all you know her from is that show,
oh,
you're like,
which
what?
I never watched. So I was clean. I went into that movie clean.
Yeah,
she was not, she was the opposite. Like, you know, fans of the show see the movie and go, holy shit.
She goes from goody two shoes to someone who wants to mess around with a bad Santa.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is a nice dichotomy.
That should have been fun for her.
I'm sure it was.
You know?
You got to do something different. Because Gilmore Girls was still going at that time, I think. It might have been.
It might have been. I think it
might
was.
Might have just ended. That
show
was coming
back.
She
was starting to put her feelers out like, hey, I can act.
I can do other things. Yeah. And then no one else has been. So Gilmore Girls is back on Netflix first.
I told my mom that, and I think she did her first backflip.
Fantastic. All great movies. Gremlins, Bad Santa, and Nightmare Before Christmas. There is a new news story that came out this week. Henry Selick, who directed that, I think it's Henry Selick, he has said that it's a Halloween movie. And I'm like, well, why are you coming out and like picking one? You know, just let people see it the way they want to see it.
I agree. I mean, it's definitely a Halloween movie and it gets everybody in the spirit. There's no question, but I don't know.
It's both.
Maybe it's because I love it so much, but I feel like it's both. I went to a coffee house just a couple of weeks ago and I guess they must pose little, and they had a tip jar.
Oh, really?
And it was... Yep. Which one is it? That was the tip jar.
Get out
it
of
said,
here.
Is Nightmare Before Christmas a Halloween movie or a Christmas movie?
And
I said,
people were voting with their money.
Well, I tipped on my card, so it didn't work for me. But I went out of my way to point out that if I had cash on me, I would have put it in both jars.
That's funny. And that's actually genius on their part there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, vote with your dollars.
Because you want to vote.
Yes,
like,
I need.
That's something people feel strongly
about.
I'm
going to write my name on this dollar bill. Yeah. People do. Yeah, that's why it turned into a news story this week. Yeah, that's hysterical.
That is awesome.
Good choices, Amy. I love them.
Thank you.
Steve, how about you?
I think mine's going to be a little different. While you were sleeping.
While you were sleeping, I was not expecting you or anyone else to say that.
Yeah.
That is a Christmas movie.
Is there
a reason why?
It's one of my favorite movies of all time anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah?
But,
Big Sandra Bullock fan over here?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Sandra Bullock and... If there's a chick flick that has Sandra Bullock or Meg Ryan, it's a good movie.
What if it has both of them?
Oh, my
God. You'll pass out from joy.
Yeah. But that's one of my favorite movies anyway. And just the fact that... Well, I mean, Christmas comes into it so much. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, a lot of people, and I didn't realize this till really, really lately, but Die Hard, people yes. consider. Absolutely. I didn't realize that, but the funny thing.
I don't really. I mean, I get why they do, but I just.
He's at a Christmas party, guys. Yeah. Ho, ho, ho. Now I have a machine gun.
See, I totally
We're
going
to come back
that.
To Bruce Willis. I have a feeling. I have some Bruce Willis related things to talk about.
Okay.
But yeah, it's, I just never really thought about it. And uh-huh. I think it was just a couple years ago that they're like, oh, definitely Die Hard. And I'm like,
people talking about Die
Hard. Wait, what? Yeah.
Well, I personally have a loose definition for what makes a Christmas movie. If there are Christmas trees, mm-hmm. if it just happens around the holiday, the plot doesn't have to necessarily involve Christmas.
Right.
Yeah.
Just if it's part of the set dressing, oh, it's a Christmas movie. So for right. me, Lethal Weapon is a Christmas movie because yep. in the beginning, when you're introduced to Mel Gibson's the Riggs character, mm-hmm. he's doing an undercover coke deal in a Christmas tree lot.
That's
you know,
right.
and he's
That's
like,
right.
yeah. He's like, you know, I'll throw in a Christmas tree too, and buy the whole thing, you know. So, but and it's kind of like a Bad Santa thing,
yeah.
Where it's it takes place in Southern California, so it's all bright and sunny, and there's no snow,
right?
But there's still Christmas decorations around. It's got that yeah. weird thing going on.
Well, a lot of you know, if you watch the movie with this in mind, you'll see there's so many. Like in the very beginning, and I know this is just me being in Florida.
Yeah.
like she works in a toll booth. And, you know, everybody has mittens on and it's snowing. And, you know, so automatically it's just like, well, it's wintertime.
Yeah, right.
the whole point is she's alone. She has no family mm-hmm. or whatever, you mm-hmm. know. She gets a Christmas tree. And, like, in the beginning, it shows her, like, trying to use a rope to bring it up from the outside, like, into her apartment.
Yeah, like you're doing, like, a bunch of people trying to get a piano into a penthouse.
Yeah,
or yeah.
And there's just a few examples of her pathetic attempt at a Christmas alone.
Yeah.
You know, that continually reminds you that it's that time of year.
Sure.
You know.
Playing
and,
on that.
And yeah, whenever yeah, they yeah. go, I forget where it is. They used to, I mean, maybe it's like Chicago or something, you know, where, mm. I mean, there's like a foot of snow anytime you're outside.
Yeah.
It's just, you never forget.
That wonderful Midwest.
Yeah.
During the winter.
And brutal. That time yeah. where brutal. She suddenly sees like, oh my God, I have a family is when they're getting together for Christmas.
Right.
Like, that's her moment.
Okay.
So, I mean, all of it is Christmas related.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know? Absolutely. That's an interesting choice, Edgy.
I'm gonna go home and watch it.
It's almost that time.
It is.
Almost that time. We're about to pass Halloween. Almost the time to watch some Christmas movies.
True.
Okay, so to recap, we got Gremlins, Bad Santa, and why is it? It's already escaped. That's why I have to write these things down.
Nightmare Before Christmas,
right. which we mentioned a whole bunch. And then
I love Gremlins, though.
Gremlins is amazing. And then while you were sleeping,
mm-hmm.
and an offhand mention of Die Hard.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's good stuff.
That was
there.
Fun.
All right, we talked about a lot of movies in that segment. First time anyone brought up Nightmare Before Christmas. Amy mentioned Nightmare Before Christmas.
But I think, see, when I think that.
You think Halloween?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what we talked about in there because, you know, some people think Halloween, something Christmas. I go ahead and think both because why not?
I mean,
why not?
It is both.
It encompasses both. You can. The director has come out and said, Henry Selick has said he considers it a Halloween film.
Uh-huh.
Sure, that's what the artist feels like.
Yeah.
But as a person who engages with the art on my end, I choose to identify with some of the Christmas stuff.
All right.
You know?
Sandy Claus, gotta watch out for him.
That's silly. It's fun. First time Gremlins got brought up.
Gremlins is a good one, too.
Gremlins is a great one.
It's a great Christmas movie.
Because it's, you know, the horror juxtaposition mm-hmm. with the Christmas stuff. But also the cool effects and the little puppets and things like that. See, if they made that movie now, it'd be all CG.
Yeah, it'd be awful.
They'll look terrible. Bad Santa comes up again.
Again.
Because it's Bad Santa. It's a kind of a classic. Drew on the record now, not being a fan. Etchy, surprising big fan of While You Were Sleeping. Huge fan of that film.
Interesting.
Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
Big Sandra Bullock fan, that Etchy.
Huh.
Hey.
So be it.
He has his reasons.
Yeah.
Then Die Hard and Lethal Weapon,
of course,
come up in conversation because...
Because
Die Hard, exactly. And Lethal Weapon in the same way.
Yeah.
Written by Shane Black, involves Christmas in one way or another. All his movies involve Christmas. We'll talk about some Shane Black in a little bit. Next guest, you were here for history. You were back. We had Jen Vargas in.
Yes.
Jen Vargas is a... I guess social media maverick, maven...
Of sorts.
Guru. Yeah. She knows it all. She does it all. She's everywhere.
every time I open up her Instagram or whatever, she's at NASA, like at this press conference.
Doing this.
Or she's at this concert or at this opening or doing that. It's pretty amazing. She's everywhere. Check her out, Jen Vargas. She's all over the place. People already know who she is. We had her on. It was a good time. We had a lot of fun. And she was the first person that was just one movie. Boom. Here's my answer.
Gotcha.
This is it.
Pow.
So, guys, Jen Vargas, check it out. This is her movie. So, Christmas movies. Jen, got a favorite Christmas movie?
I have a Christmas movie. Oh, sorry.
No problem.
My favorite Christmas movie would be Love Actually.
Love Actually. Yeah. Yes. That's a Mike Nichols, right? I believe. I'm pretty sure.
No, I think it's Richard Curtis.
Oh, yes. Is it Richard Curtis?
I believe so.
And that's one where it's five or six different people. Some of them are related? I can't remember. They are, right? But not all of them.
Not all of them are related, but they're all connected in their own crazy way.
Right. And obviously, love is a theme in all of them. So there's one where the guy from Walking Dead is creepily like in love with his friend who's getting married.
With his best friend's girl.
Best friend's girl.
Yep.
Yeah, that story creeps me out. Liam Neeson, right? It's him and Emma Thompson?
Liam Neeson's. Yes. He's in it.
And
Thompson's in a different story.
They got a different story. Which one is Liam Neeson in with?
Liam Neeson lost his wife.
Ah.
And his son is trying to make a love connection with him.
And that's obviously pre-Natasha Richardson.
I think, I forget when she passed.
I think it was after that, because that'd be morbid. Maybe. Although now every movie he does now, he's in mourning in some way, shape, or form.
He really is.
He is.
Angry.
He's always angry. Always beating people up. Doesn't do that in Love Actually, though.
No.
No, he doesn't. Did you see that one in theaters? Did you come across it like on DVD one day? How did you?
I totally saw that in theaters.
Yeah.
Absolutely saw that.
Fell in love with it right away.
Yeah, I love the casting and just anybody who's anybody was in that film, and at the time to have that hodgepodge of talent.
Yeah.
Was kind of amazing to see in one film.
A lot of great English actors.
Yes.
Keira Knightley. What's his name? Martin Freeman. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah.
He was a porn star.
Bill Nighy. Yeah. They're like the porn star stand-ins, though, right?
Correct.
Which I don't think they do.
I don't think so.
I don't think they bother with lighting and the lighting stand-ins and stuff.
Probably not.
I think, don't they just...
They're full gorilla.
They're point and shoot.
Yep.
That type of thing. It meant more than one way.
Yes.
But yeah, it's a very popular movie, and that's one where I do keep forgetting that it is a Christmas movie.
Love is all around, you know.
It is, if you look for it. But is it, though? Drew, is it?
No,
Drew doesn't think so. I know I could count on him for that response.
Oh. Love is nowhere to be found.
Do you watch Love Actually every year when it comes around? Like, when Christmas comes around, do you put it on? Or is it not necessarily one of those things?
It's not a particular ritual like A Christmas Story or It's a Wonderful Life would be.
Right.
But it's always on TV in some form or fashion, so I turn it on.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's very true. That's very true. Well, that's a good pick.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no one's picked it yet.
Sweet.
I wonder if anyone will.
We will find out.
We should have at least four or five more between now and before Christmas gets here. So we'll see. All right, Love Actually.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Big fan.
There we go. All right, cheers, sir. Got cheers. Some of that Sprite and vodka. Sorry to have drunk up your heavy cream, dude. Uh-huh. I'm sorry.
It was half and half. But it's okay.
Half and half. Thank God I was having a heavy cream. Oh, that would not have been good for my constitution. But, you know, like, I eat that oatmeal, and I just use a little bit of heavy cream. I only cream. I keep saying heavy cream. I only use a little bit. But he didn't have that much left. To be perfectly honest.
It is what it is.
You had enough for one drink.
So be it.
So be it. I'm not into Sobe. More of a Arizona guy. That's all just corn syrup. I haven't had Arizona in so long. I love Arizona iced tea.
Your mind has been warped by commercials.
Yes, it has. It has, Drew. What are we talking about? So, Jen Vargas, one movie only. Love Actually.
I mean, I've never seen it, so I couldn't tell you anything
about it.
Well,
there you go. Drew's never even seen it. It's a collection of stories, and one of them, the lead guy from The Walking Dead, wants to, like, he's friends with
Keira Knightley. Keira Knightley's getting married to some dude, and he's all like, marry me instead. I love you so much. I'm a weirdo. Also, he's like the videographer.
Awesome.
Of the wedding.
Sweet.
That's one. Oh, and also Martin Freeman and some other chick are, they're a sex film stand-ins.
Okay.
As if that was a thing.
Yeah.
Liam Neeson's in it.
The Neeson's.
Yeah. The Neeson. Dark Man himself is in it.
Darkman.
And there's some, and it's some of it's that they're not Christmas. Yeah. I was going to say Halloween.
Awesome.
So that was Jen Vargas' choice.
Just good choice.
I'm gonna, you know what?
Just keep drinking.
I'm going to finish this wine.
Keep drinking.
This is the end of the bottle.
It seems to be helping.
It's a Malbec, so it's a little dry, which then makes you want more. God, that was the end of the bottle. Next, we had Swervy Jones from The Swervy Jones Show. Who is Swervy Jones? Well, let me tell you, he's the host of The Swervy Jones Show. Why are you listening?
Yeah.
He's building up his own podcast empire over there in Lake County, getting ready to take over. Good for him. Good for them. He came on to the show, brought his co-producer, Trey.
Yeah.
Who hung out with us. Nice fellas. Liked to crack jokes.
Most definitely.
We were having a good laugh, hanging out. It was a good time. We should probably ask that dude to be on the show, too.
Sure, why not?
Might as well.
I mean, we need guests.
We need guests. We always need content. And he seemed like an affable fellow. But then I kind of feel bad asking him to come out from Lake County. I didn't know they were coming from Lake County.
Yeah, that's far away.
Goddamn, fellas.
Something them sticks.
Woo, boys. We're over here. We have them city folk.
Yep.
In Maitland.
This is the burbs.
It is the burbs. But not the burbs starring Tom Hanks.
No.
More like the burbs starring Johnny Depp and Anthony Michael Hall and Winona Ryder Drew, named the movie, and Vincent Price and Diane Wiest and Edward Scissorhands.
Okay.
Nightmare Suburbia.
Gotcha.
Swervy Jones came on. We asked him about Christmas movies. And he had an answer. What a surprise. You guys ready
for
this?
Good, because if you didn't have an answer,
we'd be like, fucked.
We would have no segment.
Like, why aren't you? You're not on our Christmas episode, but he is. Here we go. Swervy Jones. That's Swervey, if you're looking him up.
Swervey.
Swervey Jones. The Swervey. Maybe if you pronounce it that way, then it'd be let people know better.
Perhaps.
People, check out the Swervey Jones Show. Just Google it. It'll pop right up. Tell him Cinema Crespi is so sent you. No one ever says that. That never happens. Okay. Check this out. Christmas movies. Swervy Jones. You've been thinking about it?
Yes.
Yeah? What's your favorite?
Big time.
What's your favorite Christmas movie? Okay if you have more than one, too, by the way.
At first, I wanted to be... what was the... Rudolph Claymation?
Yeah, the original Rudolph Red-Nosed Reindeer.
That's a good one.
That's just what it's called, right? Rudolph Red-Nosed Reindeer? Yeah.
But...
It's so creepy now when you look at it. It's weird.
It is creepy.
Yeah.
But Scrooge is better.
Scrooge? Bill Murray? Hell yeah, there we go. Do you have the list, Drew, to write these down? Make sure you write that one down.
No, I don't.
Scrooge needs to be written down, because that's a great one.
Yeah. That's a really good Christmas movie.
One of my favorite parts of that is a really small throwaway joke when he's working out. He's in his little workout room, and his name is Noah Cross. And on the wall, it says Cross, noun, a thing you nail people to. Like, this is a fucking...
I don't remember that.
Yeah, this is a Christmas movie making Christ crucifixion jokes.
Mm-hmm.
This is my style.
It's Bill Murray. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's perfect. Did you watch that one? Like, was it something you saw as a kid and you just rewatch it over and over? Or did you come to it later?
It's one of those movies, if it's on, I'm watching it.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's easy to watch.
For one, Bill Murray is hilarious.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, just...
He doesn't get that many leading roles.
No.
You know, it's like...
No.
Especially lately.
Yeah, I mean, he's always in supporting cast.
At that time was that, and shortly afterwards was Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Then,
which was amazing.
Yeah. That's a hell of a twofer right there.
And now it's just offshoot little roles and stuff.
Yeah.
Like Zombieland.
Yeah, little cameos like and stuff. He gets the rare, like he has that Rock the Casbah movie out now where he's
that
the lead.
That apparently was pretty awful.
Yeah, apparently no one likes it. So.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah,
exactly.
Not that many people have apparently. Hey, you know what? It's Bill Murray. We still love him. National treasure.
My favorite about Scrooge is the Reaper. the way they made the Reaper look.
Creepy looking.
Super creepy.
When they open up the robe and it's like the little guys inside the rib cage and stuff. Like, what the fuck is this?
And even just the big, burly, like, hunched overness of it.
Yeah, and then he doesn't say a word appropriately, so he's just like, oh, he's pointing and stuff. Very, and then it takes Scrooge a minute
to
get on board. He just thinks it's part of the production.
Yeah. It's cool as it's that classic story, but they put such a...
They made it modern.
Real life spin on it when they did it.
Yeah, it didn't feel hokey or forced or anything. Yeah. Something like that could easily be better.
They don't bring it on enough, though, at Christmas time.
On TV?
Yeah.
Sure. That is something they could play annually.
Yeah, absolutely. People would watch it. Guaranteed.
Guaranteed. Maybe someone does, we just aren't paying attention. TBS? That seems like a TBS. Yeah. Actually, they do Christmas Story. TNT? There you go.
Yeah, TNT.
There
you go.
Yeah, someone's got to do it. Scrooge is really good.
It is really good.
For sure. For me, it would be that. For Dickens adaptations, I would go with that. And then Muppet Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
Because I'm a sucker for a stupid Muppets.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Yeah.
I was asking a buddy of mine what his favorite Christmas movie was.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, almost immediately, he blurted out Gremlins.
Oh, there you go.
It's a great one.
Absolutely.
I was like, wow, I would have never thought Gremlins, but you're right. Well, I mean,
my favorite Christmas movie is Die Hard, so.
Yeah.
There you go.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, there we go.
I have a machine gun, too.
Exactly.
Yeah, Gremlins is, it's crazy because it's, like, Christmas doesn't matter that much. He does get the Mogwai as a Christmas present, Christmas present.
And
but it could have been a birthday present. They could have said it during the summer.
Anything. Yeah, yeah. They could have did it any time.
But, like, Gremlins in the snow is pretty cool. Although you think then they get wet, right? Shouldn't they multiply crazy in the snow?
Think.
You would think so.
Yeah, in the snow?
Eh, logic schmogic. It's a, we're talking
snow,
about
water, two different things, right?
We're talking
totally.
We're talking about movies here, yo. They don't have to make sense.
Live the fantasy. That's my favorite thing to say.
Exactly.
Live the fantasy.
Just go with it. And also, I like the Grim Reaper in Scrooge, and also their version of Bob Marley. Was his name Bob Marley too? Just like Bob Marley?
Not really.
It was. I don't think it was just Marley. It wasn't Bob Marley, but Marley. Mm. And it's a guy who's the older guy who died playing golf. Mm. And it's the old dude, like he's all rotten, and like a bird pokes a golf ball out of his face and comes flying out of his face.
Yeah, all those
crazy effects. They did some really intense effects work for that movie, which you wouldn't. Mm-hmm. Like a Bill Murray comedy that's an adaptation of Christmas Carol, but
yeah,
they went all out for that.
They did. It was
well, it's a great choice.
It's a good one.
Makes me want to watch it now, as a matter of fact.
That's when I started thinking about it. I was like, oh, I should watch it before I go.
Just watch it. It's almost that time of year.
It is.
It is.
Well, actually, if you're listening to this, it is that time of year. That's the whole point of this. All right, cool. Scrooge. Very good. Good choice. Good choice. All right, here we go.
Let's do it.
Switching over to beer.
Because that helps.
At this point, you gotta keep it going. If you don't keep it going, then it just
gonna crash.
It crashes.
Yeah.
And we can't do that because we're about halfway through. Halfway through there the guests and halfway through the Christmas movies. This time it's Swervy Jones. We got an honorable mention, a shout out to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
The stop motion.
The original.
It's good stuff.
It's creepy, weird looking, cool stuff. I like it. The sequels are even weird. Check out the sequels. Yeah,
they're stranger.
But his number one was Scrooge, which is a fantastic movie.
It is.
Love Scrooge. Bill Murray. Noah Cross. Thing you nail people on. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And then shout outs to Gremlins and Die Hard, which have now come up multiple times. So the movies that we've gotten multiple mentions of, the Home Alone films.
Yeah.
Die Hard.
Mm-hmm.
Gremlins have come up. Bunch of time.
That's good.
As it should.
Because
Those are all, it's all top notch. It's all good stuff. But you know who is going to come with the good stuff for sure?
Who?
Our homeboy Billy D up in New York, New York City, senior correspondent, horror film aficionado, and Christmas film expert. I got through that one.
Barely. And how many times have you said that?
In that order?
That specific line. A lot. Like, it should be automatic, Chris. You should just be able to...
It was.
It should just roll off the tongue.
It was automatic.
No, it wasn't. You were struggling.
How's that drink? You gotta look
at it. Delicious.
You're almost done there. We gotta refill it.
No, I don't.
Peer pressure. No. Come on.
I'm a lightweight.
What is he gonna do?
I'm a lightweight,
bro. What else is going on?
I'm a cheap date.
What else are you gonna do?
I don't need to be that drunk.
You got nothing else to do. What are you doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow, cleaning the car.
See? Nothing.
Waking up late.
maybe doing some shopping.
Billy D, follow him on Twitter at I Love Blood. Drew Chicago will be doing some shopping tomorrow.
Maybe.
We're going to do a special Billy D's Death at the Movies. Drew, why don't you introduce it?
It's Billy D's Black Christmas.
Drew, take it away.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Billy.
New York is unseasonably warm this week.
It is.
68 degrees on Christmas Eve.
I'm wearing shorts. I'm wearing house shorts.
Yeah.
In the Crespo house on Christmas.
Yes, you are.
Makes no sense.
I'm going to be at the beach on Christmas.
You're going to be out there. Well, that makes more sense. It's Florida, and Florida's pretty dope that way. Florida's pretty dope that way. We had that winter weekend.
Yeah.
The 2 days of in the 40s.
Yes.
That was fun.
Yeah. I mean,
I wore sweatpants.
It was one day where I got to wear a jacket for more than an hour.
But not the drive jacket.
Not special enough
to wear a drive jacket.
Not yet.
Until it was back to fucking like 85.
No, exactly. This morning it was nice. Like, I woke up this morning wearing this, and by the time I got home at like 11, I was already warm.
Yeah, because it was fucking in the 80s.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
I am locked in Fort Awesome, attempting to stretch my meager budget to the new year and watching all my favorite holiday films.
Fuck yeah.
None of these really need much introduction or comment. So if you want to, people, if you're not doing anything this week, from the 22nd to the 26th, you can join our buddy Billy D and watch these movies kind of with him, I guess.
Oh, the Billy D Christmas movie schedule?
Yes.
You can follow along?
Yes, you can follow along.
All right, what's the schedule?
All right, on the 22nd, Gremlins.
Gremlins, classic, of course. Of course, Gremlins.
On the 23rd?
23rd.
Die Hard.
Die Hard. People, this episode is going to be on the 25th, so people won't be able to follow along. So hopefully, in retrospect, you did this. just realizing this now.
On the 24th.
24th.
The Shane Black Christmas Marathon.
Oh, shit. Christmas
Lethal Eve. Weapon. Lethal Kiss, Weapon. Kiss, Bang, Bang.
Yes.
The Last Boy Scout.
Yes.
Iron Man 3. And The Long Kiss Goodnight.
Yes, Queen. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. The Shane Black movies, man.
On 25th, only if you're in New York can you follow along.
Okay.
Hateful Eight and The Revenant.
Or L.A. Or L.A. Good.
New York or L.A. He's doing a double feature.
Maybe Chicago. Actually, at least with the Hateful Eight, 100 cities across the country. You'll be able to get it on that roadshow edition. But you won't be able to check out.
That is a lot of snow and wilderness for one day.
It is. I'm kind of glad that I don't have to watch this movie the same weekend. That I'll be able to separate the two, at least by a week.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to need that. These are two monumental movies.
And
he's going to watch them both in one day?
Yep.
Billy D, you insane.
And on the 26th, the annual holiday screenings of RoboCop and Dead Alive.
Fucking A, man.
I will also be cooking a delicious meal for three during this time. Merry Christmas, you filthy animals. Billy D.
With the Home Alone drop. Home Alone permeates, you.
Yes.
It's everywhere.
So does Die Hard and Gremlins, apparently.
You said RoboCop, right? First RoboCop
mention.
That's cool. Good times. Thanks, Billy D. Follow him on Twitter at ILoveBlood. He's the best. The next week, again, you were out, but we had special guest co-host Chico.
Yes.
Who's been on the show a number of times now. Friend of the show. Great guest. We love having him on. And he did a great job as co-host. It was very cool having him there. I think he won also.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, so thank you, Chico, for on behalf of
keeping my streak alive.
Keeping it alive at that point. He sat at that chair, and then we had returning guests. He hadn't been on in forever. In the early days, he was on a bunch. He was gone for a while, but now he's back. Ed Lovables, a.k.a. Ed Shuffles, a.k.a. The Edternet, a.k.a. AMPM SEO, a.k.a.
What are you, the Black Hasselhoff now?
No, that's Ed, though. Ed does have that many. All those are his Twitter names. He's got his own Twitter names and different aliases. He's a crazy dude. DJ Shuffles.
Yeah.
He's a fun guy. He's a cool guy. We had him back on. Great as always. So both of those guys, we talked to both of them about their favorite Christmas
Christmas movies talking about the Christmas movies.
Talking about them Christmas movies. Here we go. We're talking about them Christmas movies with Chico and Ed. You guys ready? Here we go. Check it out. I said it again. You guys ready? Are you ready, Drew? You're shaking your head at me.
It doesn't matter if I'm ready.
But I just want you to
it
be ready.
It doesn't matter.
I want you to confirm
it makes
that you're with
no
me.
No difference.
I just want to know that
Chris,
you're here with me.
Chris, I'm here
moments.
With you.
Here
it doesn't matter if I'm ready or
we're
not.
We're doing this? Okay. Here we go. So here we go. Christmas movies. Ed, what is your favorite Christmas movie?
I have to go with National Lampoon's. I think it might be a little cliche, but I love it. It's classic.
Dude, at this point, we've had in a number of people. I got to write it down. No one said National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
No one said National Lampoon.
No one said it yet. We've had...
That's pretty crazy.
One, two, three, four, five. We've done at least six or seven of these already.
That was so good, though.
Yeah, so I got to write that down.
That is so good. I mean, it's got so many quotes from it, you would think... There'd be tons of people that would be yelling.
You would think so. Maybe
shitter's
people,
full.
Maybe shitter's full. Yeah. I mean, it's like Epiada's septic system. It's worse here. Yeah, I mean, it's such a classic movie. As a matter of fact, I was even... I guess I was surprised when I shouldn't have been. A couple years ago, they did a cult classic $5 screen at the Enzian.
And it wasn't there?
No, I mean, at the Christmas Vacation, place was fucking packed.
Okay.
Like, people turned out to see this movie. And I'm sure all these people have seen it. It's on every year, like a dozen times around Christmas. You can't miss it, right? But still, all of us got together to
it's
go
great.
See
it. I mean, there's
it
so many theater. Iconic scenes from that. The squirrel
oh
battle.
Oh, my God. The squirrel jumping out of when the grandpa gets his hair, catches on fire.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that movie. Are you a fan of all the National Lampoon movies, or does that one just stand out to you?
Yeah, all of them.
All of them,
all of them are great.
Did you see that recent one, the weird sequel remake thing with Ed Helms?
Maybe. I haven't seen all of them.
I haven't.
I liked it.
You did, yeah?
Yeah, I liked it because it wasn't a remake to me. I mean, it was it's a sequel,
mm-hmm.
but and they're redoing. It's the son redoing the same trip with his family.
Yes,
and then you have the Chevy Chase
and Beverly D'Angelo.
Beverly D'Angelo cameo in it.
And they even had that one. They even had that one scene where Ed Helms was like, and it's in the trailer where he's like, you want to redo the same vacation you did 30 years ago?
Yes.
And the kid was like, I don't even know the original vacation. And he's like, don't worry about that. It. This vacation's going to stand on its own. I thought that was brilliant. Very love meta, it. You know?
Yeah.
But I was also disappointed that was in all the trailers.
Yeah.
So by the time it came around movies, like, I've seen this joke half a dozen times. Mm. And then I felt like I was into it. I thought the marketing was good. But then I felt like when I saw the movie that most of the good jokes were in the trailer.
That's with everything now.
Yeah,
that it seems like they put everything into the trailer, and then when you get there, you're like, oh, I saw this already.
I've seen this. They just cut out all the connective tissue.
Yeah.
Also, there's no Christmas in it whatsoever.
There's no Christmas.
That's no fun.
So fuck that shit.
Exactly.
But I love National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. It's a great movie. It is a classic. Chico, how about you? What is your favorite Christmas movie?
Mine's pretty much cliche also. The instant go-to is The Christmas Story.
Yes.
It's...
No one said Christmas Story yet.
Really? No one said Christmas Story. It's on from now until January 31st.
It sure is.
Hey, every year, without fail, at some point during Christmas, I will put it on TNT or TBS.
TBS.
I will put it on TBS.
Yeah.
And then I'll just start watching, because it is a Christmas story. You can watch it from any point forward. And then if I start watching it an hour into the movie, an hour later, it rolls over and starts playing again, leave it on.
Doesn't matter.
It's the equivalent of...
It doesn't matter, no.
It's the equivalent of your local radio station going to just straight Christmas music where everybody can check off, everybody can take vacations.
Yep.
The system will just cycle through all these.
Yep.
And there's TBS is like, everybody go home. We're just going to play a Christmas story back to back for the next...
Everyone relax. We just got minimal standby people here. Just make sure just the commercials staff. Play
there's
off.
A, there's
okay.
a janitor that walks by every hour and he sweeps up and he hits replay.
Yeah. Every 2 hours. Replay. Yeah.
But you know, my one of my favorite Christmas movies is Die Hard.
Mm.
And nobody considers it a Christmas movie.
Absolutely. It has been brought up. I'll go ahead and mark it off too because I'm trying to keep tally of everything. Yeah, Die Hard solely.
Yeah. Die Hard is one of and it's all action.
Mm-hmm.
It's all Christmas related.
Yep, yep.
It's
I awesome. Mean the reason he's there is to go to a Christmas party.
Yeah, yeah, it seems like and a lot of them wasn't actually, was it the second one was Christmas based also, right?
Yes.
He was trying to get back home for Christmas again.
Yeah, or he was picking up his wife at the airport for Christmas.
Right, for Christmas.
Yeah, those two are Christmas. The third one is just general...
The third one, Die Hard with a Vengeance?
Die Hard with a Vengeance, right. Yeah, which it was simultaneously the summer, but school was still in session.
Yeah.
It was a little weird. It was kind of like, I guess, a hot...
It was spring. Die Hard with Sam Jackson.
It was Die Hard with Sam Jackson, which was pretty fucking great. Die Hard 4 ended up being 4th of July. They went back to the holiday theme with that, which is the only thing I appreciate about that movie, that they tried to shoehorn that in. Otherwise, I hate that movie. And then the last Die Hard, Die Hard in Russia. Oh, my God. No.
Die
no,
Hard with love.
Yeah, it's terrible. There's nothing Die Hard about it. There's no holiday. John McClane doesn't even do any of the work. His son is doing everything. And McClane's just running around being like, I'm supposed to be on vacation, even though he's not supposed to be. I don't know.
Was that around the same time that they did Indiana Jones, where with Shia LaBeouf, where same thing, where Indy wasn't doing anything, Shia LaBeouf was doing
anything? Shia LaBeouf was doing anything. It was a couple years later. A
couple money grabs.
Yeah, definitely money grabs. They're doing it again, too. Another Die Hard's coming. That's supposed to be like a prequel. No. Like, just shoot. A
prequel?
Me. Yeah. Where,
how do you prequel that?
That's the thing. Yeah, exactly. Like, Die Hard is the scene where, is the movie where John, that is his origin movie. That's where he becomes super cop.
Right, right.
Right? But then they're like, no, he was a super cop all along.
He's done this before.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That whole duct taping the gun to his back, he already knew that. He did that previously.
Yes, that's an old, he's not that smart or inventive. He's just replaying old shit.
Maybe they'll do another Christmas theme.
Hopefully.
If they're going to prequel it.
If they're going to do anything.
He's already got this history of horrible Christmases.
Yes.
Yeah.
It should just be John McClane going home for Christmas, really young, and like he doesn't get along with his parents, and he gets an argument with his girlfriend, who's, you know, Gennaro. Holly Gennaro. Gets an argument with a young Holly. It's Christmas Eve. I just want to have a nice Christmas. No action whatsoever. It would just be a bad family drama. Die Hard, excellent. Christmas Vacation, excellent. Christmas Story, excellent.
Awesome.
Yeah, and no one said them yet, guys.
Would you count Home Alone if you count Die Hard? Home Alone would be Christmas.
It's 100% Christmas.
Yeah, great.
Absolutely. Lethal Weapon's a Christmas movie. Don't forget that, guys.
Yeah.
He does a cocaine deal in a Christmas tree lot. That's fucking amazing. Okay, guys, thank you very much. Appreciate the Christmas movies.
Hell yeah.
All right.
All right.
Our first mention of National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, courtesy of Ed. Thank you, Ed. Great pick. Christmas Vacation, dude. Chevy Chase. Beverly D'Angelo.
Good stuff.
Juliette Lewis.
I mean, the...
Randy Quaid. Brian Doyle Murray.
Yeah.
You mean what? What?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I've watched all the Vacation series. I just don't... I'm not the biggest fan of them, I guess.
It's the second best one of all of them, I think.
I mean...
For me, it's Vacation and then Christmas Vacation.
There's really only a couple of movies that I really like Chevy Chase in.
Fletch, is Fletch one of them?
Yes.
I love Fletch.
Of course.
It's so good.
And
the original Vacation?
Caddyshack.
Cat is so good in Caddyshack. Yeah. He's perfect in that. Would you prefer Vacation or Christmas Vacation?
Christmas Vacation.
Really? No. I would say Vacation. Hmm. I would actually go the other way. As much as I love Christmas, you know I love Christmas. Did you come with me? Were you there for at the Enzion showing of the cult classic Christmas Vacation when they did the $5?
Maybe.
I saw it there over there once. Only time I ever saw it on a big screen.
Perhaps.
It was cool. In a theater full of people who liked the movie.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
Awesome.
Not as crazy as back then, Mike, but
that was good. That was a good showing.
That was fun. Everyone was drunk and everyone was in on it. Like, this is the best.
It is. I threw that shit before I came in the room.
I wish it was Christmas. A Christmas Story, the first mention of A Christmas Story, that's coming from Chico.
Yeah, I mean, it's a classic. It's always on the television.
And actually, it's surprising that we would get this deep in the show, that we would talk to this many people about Christmas movies, and this is the first time anyone brought up A Christmas Story.
I would think it's because it's almost a given at this point in time.
That's what Chico assumed. The same with Ed and Christmas Vacation. They both assumed that these movies have been brought up already.
Like, it's just assumed. Yeah, exactly. It's just assumed that, you know, you're going to watch that movie.
That's the thing. Everyone,
it's going to be on the television.
Yeah,
you're gonna watch it at least. You're gonna at least see a screenshot of it.
At some at point, least. As you're flipping through the channels.
Yes, at least.
You're going to pass by TNT or TBS or whatever. Yeah. I'm actually looking forward to that. Today, as you're listening to the show, there's a very, very good chance, if you're listening to this on Christmas Day,
it could be
there's a great chance I am currently, right now, watching A Christmas Story on TV, sipping on some high-octane eggnog.
Oh, yeah.
And it could be, you know what? It could be 10 a.m.
It could be.
Well, it's Christmas. Yeah. It's Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I'm not driving. I'm not going nowhere.
Nope. You want to know why you're not going anywhere? Because your car broke down.
My car broke down?
Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah. If your car broke down, that's a Christmas spirit. If your car broke down, for sure. Did you get a summons? Did you get those divorce papers in the mail? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
That's the spirit of the season. Did your 401k numbers come back a little lower than expected?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. What are you doing? Listen to a podcast.
Yeah, seriously.
Get your shit together.
Go make some money.
So, thank you very much to Ed and Chico for those movies. Also, more mentions of Die Hard and Home Alone because Christmas.
Yes.
Then we had friend of the show, Joey DiCirco. Mm-hmm. Joey DiCirco on. Joey D. Good guy. He's supported us since the beginning. He's helped us out with a few things. And he had to do some like research on the actual fundamentals of podcasting.
Yes.
Some behind-the-scenes stuff.
So we got him in here, put him on the show.
It's like tit for tat, man. You give us some content, then we'll show you how we do this. And it was a fun episode. We had a good time. And we talked to this young gentleman about his favorite Christmas movies. And we got some good answers. An interesting answer, too. So check it out. Okay, so we're here. We're talking about Christmas movies. We got Joey DiCirco in here. Joey D, how's it going, Joey?
Yo, going good.
So, when do you think Christmas movies? What are the ones that jump to mind for you?
You know, I hate to say it, but Christmas Story.
Why you gotta hate to say it? You know,
I mean, I feel like that's everyone's go-to right there.
It's so funny. It was just mentioned for the last time last week, Christmas Story, and was that Ed? I think Ed said Christmas Story, and he said the same thing. It's like, oh, this feels cliche. But I think it's a great movie, man.
I watch it a couple hours every Christmas Eve, right?
Right, exactly. It's on. You know where it's on.
I'll tell you another one that comes to mind, and I have no idea why, is Harry Potter. Because I grew up with those movies, and...
And the first one is around Christmas, isn't it?
I feel like there's Christmas in every one of those. Or my first couple.
The first couple of them. I want to say you're right. I haven't seen the first one maybe since it was in theaters.
Probably since.
Yeah. I know Ron says Happy Christmas, and I always laugh. I'm like, why are you saying Happy Christmas?
Happy Christmas, because that's the way the English say it. Happy Christmas. I just watched a movie where some Irish people were like, Happy Christmas.
Yeah.
That is funny, Harry Potter. That is one of those ones where, yeah, I do recall there being like Christmas trees and stuff. Right. It's like early Lethal Weapon type thing. There's Christmas in the background, so that makes it a Christmas movie.
Yeah, and
for me, it does.
I grew up with those movies, so I love those. Harry Potter.
Yeah, all about them. That's awesome.
Home Alone 2.
Home Alone 2
as well.
Home Alone. Classic movie, Home Alone.
I mean, Jingle All the Way. There we go. That's the one.
Schwarzenegger. Yeah. Hey, you're right. Are you getting all these? We got another one for Home Alone. Drew, we're tallying these up.
I just watched Jingle All the Way a couple weeks ago too.
It's so ridiculous.
I love Arnold. Like,
Arnold's the best. Arnold's the best. And the whole thing with Sinbad, with the
so weird.
With the bomb. He's like, I got a bomb. He's like, back up. I'm a postal worker. I'm crazy. Just for being. Yeah, that's one that cliche of postal workers like shooting up offices was still popular.
Yes.
I haven't heard about one of those in a while.
Nope. Well, it's because the college kids do it now and the high school kids.
Whoa. Oh, yeah, that's true. And also the single white men.
The single white, yes.
Yeah, don't forget those guys. And, you know. Hashtag stand with Planned Parenthood or something like that. I forgot what the hashtag was. yeah, dude. Home Alone is awesome. I remember seeing the second one in theaters.
Second one was good.
Second one was okay. It's a rehash, obviously. It runs into the same bad guys.
They only did two with the main.
Yeah.
And then they did another one with another guy.
Yeah.
Their kid.
No, with the young girl, was it not?
There was one with a little kid. I know that.
That wasn't. And that like, wasn't our beloved.
The main bad guy was some girl.
Oh, that's terrible. That's I know that shit made money because they were trying to shit another one out. Like, we can do this. We can make another Home Alone.
They made like 9 of them.
Yeah, they did make a whole bunch of them. Still doesn't touch the Air Buds movies. The Air Bud, Space Buddies. You know about all those movies?
What?
One of those is a Christmas movie, I think. You know, Air Bud?
Space Buddy.
Yeah, because the Air Bud ended up having little puppies, and they're the buddies, and then and one installment to go to space, so they're space buddies. The basketball-playing dog evolved into space puppinots. No?
Shaking my head.
Yeah, you are shaking your head. None of that happens, though, in the Christmas context, I think, unfortunately.
I can't think of any.
Those are all good. I mean, classic choices. It's not like... There are so many. There's a good amount of Christmas movies, but some movies come to the top.
I don't really sit down and want to watch Christmas movies, though, in Christmas time.
Sure.
Or Halloween, you know.
Oh, yeah?
So.
You have to do one of these for Halloween.
What's ever on TV? And I feel like those are always on TV.
Well, then you got the Nightmare Before Christmas.
Never seen it.
You never saw Nightmare Before Christmas? There you go. If you're a Halloween movie guy, you can watch that, and that'll be.
Is that a Christmas or a Halloween movie?
The director said that it's technically a Halloween movie, but I would still count it as either one. All right. Absolutely. But yeah, check that one out then.
All right,
cool. Go. There you go. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Ah, Joey D. Also bringing up A Christmas Story, because it's a classic.
It is.
It
permeates our culture.
But then he reminded us that Harry Potter encompasses Christmas often.
Several
movies, because it's all about the passing of a whole school year. They use Christmas as a story indicator, just where we are. I do recall that the first one, I like a good amount of Christmas actually to it, right?
I do not.
I think so.
I've seen them all. Remember about 10%.
He talked about how he like grew up with those movies. Those were his movies. Yeah. So hey, you know what?
I get it.
Take his word for them. There you go. Yeah, almost done with that. Refill that shit.
No, I shouldn't.
Mentioned Home Alone again. Because Home Alone, of course, seeming to come out ahead of all these other movies when it comes to our guest. Home Alone is coming up the most.
Yes, definitely.
And Home Alone 2 got some early love, but the original now is
not the end.
It's kind of coming out on top here. And Jingle All the Way, the first mention of that film.
It's
a fun movie.
I don't know why a movie starring Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sinbad, and Phil Hartman doesn't like
Rita Wilson.
It doesn't stick in my head like it's supposed to. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
It's such an odd grouping of people. It's such a strange little movie.
And it's an odd movie. If you really watch it, it's an odd fucking strange movie.
And isn't the kid Anakin Skywalker?
Yeah, it is.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is the father of Darth Vader.
He's like, Jamie! And the kid's like, oh, he knows my name! And everyone doesn't know that the one Austrian guy in town somehow also... Such a fucking...
It's strange.
It's such a weird movie.
It is a really weird movie. I agree.
And 100%. I love it. And that's a weird thing about how, like, fuck consumerism, but the movie pays off when the kid gets the doll and he gets a toy and everyone's super happy about it.
And Phil Hartman's trying to bang Arnold's wife the whole time.
Yeah. What does Tom Hanks have to say about that? That's his lady.
Like, really creepily.
He is awesomely creepy in that.
No.
And then Arnold Schwarzenegger punches out a reindeer.
Yes, he does.
First he calls him a doggy. He's like, chill, doggy. And then he punches him, and then they share a beer.
Yeah.
These things happen in a Christmas movie.
Yes.
The wonderful Jingle All the Way. The fantastic Jingle All the Way. And you know what? Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. We had Simon Time in studio. Simon Time from... Curtis Earth Show.
The Emerald Emperor?
The Emerald Emperor himself. The vintage wrestling...
Heavyweight champion.
Champion of the entire world of Florida, Southeast. I don't know how big wrestling week. We're gonna go see him January 23rd.
Oh, so looking forward to that.
We're going to go see him defend that title. It's going to be amazing. He was on the show, and we had a great time with him, and he told us about his favorite Christmas movie. Turns out he's a Grinch, and his Grinchmas film... It's the perfect Christmas film, and it's one that even Joey D would appreciate, because we were just talking about it. Why don't you guys listen to what Simon Time had to say? All right, Simon Time, sir, what is your favorite Christmas movie / holiday movie?
You know, when I was asked this question in anticipation, I thought it was funny because I'm renowned in the independent pro wrestling scene in Florida for being kind of a Grinch.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm very... And I share awesome. I share with my girlfriend. They're like, they want to know what my favorite Christmas movie is. Like, do they know that your heart is full of gunk?
You're the Grinch.
You have spiders in your soul?
That's fantastic.
But actually, I do have one, and it's Jingle All the Way.
Jingle All the Way. Write it down, Drew. Someone even mentioned it, didn't they?
Last week.
Mentioned it last week. Jingle all the way.
Whoever our last guest was.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago. That is awesome.
I love that movie.
Why?
Specifics. The fact that it seems like they took two completely random actors from a hat, and they were like, all right, Arnold and Sinbad. And we're going to sprinkle in a little Phil Hartman in there, too. So
the saving grace of the movie, man, if you ask me. Anything Phil Hartman works. Oh, and then what's his name? He's one of the Santas, the bad Santas.
Paul White, the Big Show.
The Big Show.
Yeah, yes. He is. And then you got him what's his name? Jim Belushi plays one of the crooked Santas.
Yeah, he's the guy that brings them in.
Into the warehouse.
Yeah.
I love it. And, you know,
it is so weird.
Big comic book fan, of course, and
sure.
Turbo Man and
all that stuff, that weird. And then, but it also has a weird, it's like embracing the marketing of products to kids in a way, right? Because he becomes Turbo Man at the end, and he's like, I got the real Turbo Man. It's like, yeah, it's all good. Commercialization's okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
No, but I love it.
Oh, it's a fun, I think it's a fun movie. I mean, I think I saw it in theaters.
If I'm not mistaken.
When I was a kid, and I've watched it a ton of times since then.
From Small Soldiers, isn't that one of Phil Hartman's last movies?
I think so, because that's like 94, 95, and he died like 96, 97, I think. Oof. Sad. Sad Phil Hartman.
Yeah.
I love that guy. He was great. Jingle All the Way is a fun movie.
I love it.
More Christmas movies should have Arnold Schwarzenegger and bombs.
And bombs.
And bombs. Because, like, what the hell? It's like It's a Wonderful Life has, there's like, cops shooting guns at the hero and stuff, and the guy's getting drunk and crashing into trees. Like, yeah, It's a Wonderful Life knows what's up, man. Christmas movies need more mayhem and danger.
Explosions.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Well, good choice.
Awesome.
Thank you, Simon. Appreciate it. Jingle All the Way again, Simon. Time with the Jingle All the Way. Juicer finishing his drink. Congratulations, Drew. Cheers to that. I'll cheers you that.
Cheers, my empty glass.
I'll almost finish my drink. I'll get halfway to finishing mine.
Go.
I'm pretty close to the end. Jingle All the Way again. Arnold Schwarzenegger, get to the chopper, get down. All that stuff, you know. But actually, in that movie, he's more like Jamie. I love you. I'm your daddy. I'm sorry that I missed so many Christmases.
So
but
weird.
I will punch his reindeer because Phil Hartman wants to fuck my wife.
Correct.
Who is Tom Hanks' wife?
All right. So you just went from Austrian to some sort of stranger oriental.
did I?
Like mid-sentence.
Did I?
Yeah. That was weird, Chris.
Yeah, I'm not that good at that stuff, but I try. But I give it the college try. You can't blame me for trying.
The college try, you mean failing?
Yeah, I thought that meant when you give it your all and you still fail miserably.
Yes.
Yeah, I give it the college try.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
Simon time. It was a lot of fun. Show up with that jacket with all the...
The jacket was awesome.
It was like that guy who did those commercials where he was selling the books. Like, the government wants to give you money.
Marks.
Yeah. That dude.
Mm-hmm.
But even more fun.
It was.
He does seem like, and then with the jacket, you feel like, well, is this his wrestling persona? But then he showed us his picture.
And totally different wrestling persona.
He's got like a totally, I guess, the Emerald Emperor thing. We'll find out.
We will.
January 23rd.
Looking forward to it.
Vintage Wrestling.
Somewhere downtown, they're blocking off parts of Orange.
Yeah, like what?
Exactly. It's going to be weird. We're looking forward to it.
We are there for that. So we're gonna get drunk. Might have to Uber there and back and find us there. We'll give you stickers. We'll have stickers on us. I'm going to forget that we made that promise a month ago.
Correct.
Simon Time, thank you so much. And then Simon Time is on the Curtis Earth Show, right?
Yes.
For a while, the Curtis Earth Show was Curtis Earth, friend of the show, a long time. It's been a little more than 8 weeks since we've had him on, so we didn't record a bit with him. But we did record with Simon, who's on his show, and Erica Lee is also on his show.
Correct.
And Erica Lee is a local legend.
Mm-hmm.
She was on the Scott and Erica show. Erica and Scott. The Scott and Erica show. It was on for like over 20 years.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Huge following. We appreciate having her on. She was a great sport.
A lot of fun.
Played the games. She got some swag. She got a whoopee cushion. Yeah. Watch out, Curtis. Are you listening, Curtis? She has a whoopee cushion. Not afraid to use it.
Nope.
We're going to see if Curtis is actually listening.
Probably not.
Are you listening, Curtis?
Are you listening?
And we asked her about her favorite Christmas movie, and when I asked her ahead of time, she was like, ooh. So I was like, hey, wait, we can expand. It's a holiday movie. What's your favorite holiday movie? Boom, she had one. Our only New Year's Eve-related movie.
Yes.
And it's a fucking weird-sounding one that I want to watch.
Yeah.
It sounds crazy. And the description she gave actually doesn't even really scratch the surface because she left out all the stuff about the angels and trying like manly temptations and stuff and blowing the last horn at midnight. Well, that's actually the name of the movie is
A Horn Blows at Midnight.
So guys, check this out with Erica Lee, and we're gonna be back with the end of the show. And after that, you and me are going to wrap it up, talk about our favorite movies that people may not have talked about so much.
All right.
And then we're going to get out of here. All right, so check this out, peoples. How many times have I said check this out?
A lot.
I think I've said it a bunch, haven't I?
Yep.
All right, so are you ready for this year? All right. I think I've said here we go a lot, too. Check it out, guys. Here we go. Drew, are you ready? So, Erica Lee, what would be your favorite holiday time movie?
I have to think on that because I don't go out to a lot. I would go to a movie that's released around Christmas.
Sure.
But not necessarily a Christmas movie.
Yeah. Right, right.
I've seen Home Alone.
Classic.
So that counts.
Yeah.
But
it's been mentioned a few times by people in the last couple months. It's come up.
Yeah. I hark back to a really old movie that I remember from my kidness.
Yeah.
When I would babysit on New Year's Eve, one of the local stations would always play this old black and white movie called A Horn Blows at Midnight.
Which I've never heard of.
It stars Jack Benny.
Who I have heard of.
Yeah. And I did a quick check, and the movie came out in 1945.
Nice.
Hence the black and white.
Right.
But it was just this oddball comedy romp about a trumpeter having a dream, and it all culminates with blowing the horn on New Year's Eve.
To start the new year and all that. Yeah.
It
makes sense then that around New Year's that would play on TV a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's like how It's a Wonderful Life got so popular, because they just kept playing on TV every year, every Christmas. I feel like the same thing happened with The Christmas Story. When it's on TBS every year now for 24 hours, ever since they started doing that, and everyone's like, oh, yeah, sure, Christmas Story, yeah. Right.
And this was way before Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve.
Right,
so,
which that took over.
Yeah, once that started.
Subsequently. Now,
and it went for decades until everybody tried to copy it on their own network.
Everyone does copy it, doesn't it? It's so lame. even like E does a version of it, and it's like, what are you guys doing? But now Dick Clark, obviously, not doing it anymore.
Right, but Ryan Seacrest, the heir apparent to every job that ever comes open.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Why? Why that guy?
I don't
People
know.
People love him.
It's amazing.
He's got more money than he could ever spend already.
He does.
So.
And he does a lot of production. I mean,
yeah,
he's responsible for the Kardashians.
Yep.
So if there's anybody to blame, get Seacrest.
I heard that described once as Ryan Seacrest saved the Armenian hooker vessel off the shore of California, gave him a show. And now he's a millionaire just from that, on top of everything else
that
he does.
Yes, many, many times over.
Hey, good for maybe he can do a remake of, what was it, The Horn Blows at Midnight?
Yeah, there you go.
That's a great title. The Horn Blows at Midnight. It sounds intense.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. It's a fun comedy romp, but The Horn Blows at Midnight. All right, cool. Fun holiday movie for people to watch this New Year's Eve.
Yeah, if you can find it anywhere.
If you can find it. Good luck, guys. Check that Amazon. Thank you, Erica. Appreciate it. Like I said, Drew, you finish your drink. So I'll be finishing mine.
Do it. Come on. Just finish it already. That was it?
It's a delicious New Belgium 1554 Black Lager.
Yeah, because at this point in time, you can tell if it's delicious or not.
I can. It has a nice maltiness going on for it. It's actually an interesting compliment to the Malbec, the 2014 Argentinian Malbec that I had, which was on sale, so it was only like $7.
Man, you got wine in mouth.
People hate that when you do that. People hate that when you do that to a microphone. So what's the name of that movie? A Horn Blows at Midnight with Jack Benny. It's a crazy sounding movie. I think it's supposed to be a comedy, but it sounds more like a LSD Night Fever, David Lynch nightmare to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna be looking for that. I'm on Netflix. That's what I'm gonna do.
Find it, watch it.
That's what I'm gonna
report
do.
Back.
So pretty much, I think you know what. Thanks to Billy D, I think he's touched on all the Christmas movies I would want to mention. He brought up Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Yep.
Which is one of my favorites. I'm actually making it a point to revisit it this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned earlier with one of the guests, The Ice Harvest. It was kind of along that line where it's the... But you know what no one mentioned?
What?
Remember Trapped in Paradise? With Nicolas Cage, John Lovitz, and Dana Carvey. They're going to rob a bank. They're brothers, and they're going to rob a bank. And they do rob the bank successfully. but then a blizzard comes and they get snowed in, and the people of the town take them in and take care for them.
And they feel bad and they give back the money?
Something like that. Never saw it. The resolution is a little hazy, but the money does end up.
Yeah, I don't think I ever saw it.
You never saw that?
No.
It's a weird fucking 90s movie.
Yeah.
But it's one of those ones where, for whatever reason, I watched it a lot when I was younger, so I have fond memories of it. I haven't watched it in a minute. I bet you it's kind of garbage.
I mean, there's the only other movie that I can think of that it made an impression on me. I wouldn't watch it every year or anything, but Rare Exports?
When I was just at the Enzian for The Assassin, which was very disappointing, they show that, because they're showing Rare Exports like they have for the last year or two.
Okay.
And they straight up showed a trailer for it like it's a brand new movie.
Oh, wow.
It makes for a good trailer.
It is a good trailer.
It's a good movie.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, I'm not going to watch it every Christmas or anything, but it's worth knowing that it exists.
That makes a good, like, I would watch that and then Krampus.
Okay, yeah.
That'd be a fun double feature.
Yeah.
Because Krampus is kind of a fun, in that vein, Christmas horror movie.
Yeah.
And Traffic's a little in the same thing, because there's a little bit of Krampusness in Rare Exports, for sure. Yeah, that's a crazy movie. That's a crazy one. Anything Shane Black, obviously. So you got to meet the weapons and Hawkins.
Mm-hmm.
And even Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
There's Christmas trees and a couple of
shots. That's what Bill said.
He's just like,
Christmas.
Shane Black's on set. Like, just put some Christmas trees back there. So he's got this movie with Ryan Gosling and Russell Crowe coming out. That's some sort of cop buddy cop comedy.
You're
detectives. I haven't watched a trailer yet.
But there's a Christmas tree somewhere.
I'm hoping. I'm please.
Or Shane, a Santa Claus.
Please keep it up. Please keep it. I want more Christmas. I want more Christmas movies that don't have to be set at Christmas, but just are, because you have a weird Christmas fetish.
Yes.
Which just happens to mirror mine. Perfectly fine.
All right.
Talk about Die Hard. Die Hard 2, is that also a Christmas movie? I think it is, technically. But perhaps. It's because it's a rehash of the first movie. It's just in an airport in Chicago.
Yeah.
No one ever talks about that. Die Hard 3 is just generically set during like the beginning of summer. But school is still in session. Yeah. Plot point. Die Hard 4, 4th of July. Die Hard 5, Russian Christmas? No.
No.
He's just in Russian. So they lost the whole holiday thing. What else was Christmassy? No one mentioned Charlie Brown Christmas. It's a classic.
It is.
It's not a movie, I guess.
Exactly.
So. Is that why
I think so. When I think of Charlie Brown Christmas, I think Christmas time on the television.
Okay. Fair enough. It's like Lawrence Welk's Best of Christmas Jamboree.
Yeah.
It's a TV thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Okay. Because I do love that Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yeah.
I wish the Peanuts movie wasn't a movie, but instead some sort of TV special thing. So we get more of them, but in smaller doses.
Yeah.
Instead of 90 minutes, like 30. Because they pretty much had it. Nice seeing those characters back. It's got to be something else Christmas. Anyways, leave the weapon. Kiss Bang Bang and all the people I talk about, all them movies. You know, if you know about a Christmas movie that you're like screaming right now at your phone or your car radio or whatever, if you're screaming like, what about this one? Email us, cinemacrespediso@gmail.com. Tweet us at Crespediso. Facebook, Cinema Crespediso. Let us know. Make your voice heard. And then the next Vox Populi. We'll put them in. People can let us know what their favorite Christmas movies are that we may have missed. That was a weird sentence to say.
And stop doing that with your mouth. It's disgusting.
I think that's the end of the episode.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Drew.
Happy Drew Year.
And a happy Drew Year to you. We'll be back with the first episode of the Drew Year.
Yes.
2016, the year of the Drewster. Oh my goodness, is it?
I hope not.
It probably isn't.
I don't know. 2015 was fucking crazy enough.
2015 was crazy enough.
I don't need anything crazier for 2016.
2016 is totally the year of Drewster. Happy Drew Year to you all. And to all a good day, mate, because we'll be back on January 3rd with, I'm going to lock it down, but we got him penciled in, Tom the Beer Guy, for our third anniversary show. Hopefully it'll be a Orange Blossom Pilsner sponsored show.
Oh, of course. Always is.
And this one is sponsored by latestfilmtrailers.net. Check out the latest film trailers on the internet at latestfilmtrailers.net. Thanks, Drew. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Chris.
All right, Merry Christmas, all you guys. Support them R-rated movies. Rank up the big banks. Feel the burn. Be excellent to each other. Read more books. Check out Fargo. It's a pretty good show. And if it's not a white Christmas where you're at, just get used to it. That's that climate change, bitches. And Obama, 2016. Let's just do him again. Nah. Feel the burn. All right, guys. We're out of here.